This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about oil up at the top of the program, the news that OPEC and its plus members are going to start putting more product on the market in the hopes, and one stresses hopes here, that that could bring crude prices down just a little bit. But oil and gas and their associated distillates aren't the only fossil fuels in tight supply. Coal prices in central Appalachia have already climbed by almost half so far this year, more than doubled over the past 12 months. So a lot of coal mining companies are telling would-be customers that even if they wanted to sell them more coal at these high prices, they just don't have any ready to go. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on everything that this coal spike implies.
Coal is priced according to when you want it. There are contracts with terms in years and months, and then there's the spot market, when you need the fuel immediately. And with coal right now, that's if you can even get it. Last fall, U.S. coal stockpiles hit their lowest level since the 1970s.
Any power plant that's relying on spot market coal right now is quite worried.
Akshay Jha at Carnegie Mellon University says many plants switch to natural gas when coal prices spike, but natural gas prices are at record highs too. And for those who still only use coal,
they may have to shut down just because coal simply isn't available on the spot market.
Many mines have been shut down because of a desire to transition away from dirty fuels. Ian Lang teaches energy economics at the Colorado School of Mines. He says if he were running a coal mine, he'd ask one thing of his customers.
Show me, you know, give me a commitment.
A long-term commitment. Coal mines are tough and expensive to get started. He says mining companies want 8-10-year contracts to entice them to ramp up.
Give me something that I can then, you know, go to my shareholders, go to my investors with and say, look, here's pretty clearly, here's this demand this far out. We need new assets. We've got sales that far out.
But he says most investors aren't interested. The long-term prospects for coal remain weak, even though some suppliers are reaping short-term benefits. Greg Nemeth at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says fossil fuel price spikes could well accelerate the transition away from fossil fuels in favor of wind and solar.
They completely remove the price volatility, which has become such a whiplash effect with oil, with natural gas, and even now with coal. And so there's even more incentive to move to renewables because they remove that price volatility issue.
He says not only price, but the geopolitical challenges facing energy supply right now have many countries looking for any alternative to the status quo. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.